A lot about the upcoming August primary and, of course, the general election in November or sooner than November if you're going to be voting absentee. If you've never had a problem voting, if it's an easy process for you, good for you. But voting suppression still happens. Just ask our next guest. She's written a young adult novel about that very topic in a really, really interesting way. An appealing story for young adults or adult readers. It's kind of an adventure type story about trying to cast a ballot, and it's called The Voting Booth by Brandi Colbert, who's on the line with us right now. Brandi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a clever idea for sort of a one-day adventure story, and the adventure is that Marva and her new friend are trying to figure out how to go about casting a ballot. Shouldn't be that hard, right?
It should not be that hard, but as we see in the book, it can definitely lead you on a whirlwind day of adventure, like you said, just trying to get your vote in.
What was your inspiration for this story?
I just wanted to sort of show what the voting process looks like, and I had the idea to do it from two different points of view, which I thought would be really interesting, following one teen who's named Marva, as sort of waited for election day her whole life. You know, she's 18. This is the first time she'll be able to vote. And then that juxtaposed with who is essentially a stranger to her at the beginning of the story, a young man named Duke. And, you know, he knows he has to vote because of his family and his late activist brother. He knows that he would have wanted it that way, but he's not really feeling it. He's more interested in his band's gig, first paying gig that night, than he is to vote. And they meet in line at the polling place and sort of take off from there.
They both have problems casting a ballot. What are some of those problems that they encounter?
They do. So Marva actually gets her vote in right away. She's first in line. You know, she's been waiting for this her whole life. And then Duke is turned away because he is registered at the wrong place. And so she decides that she can't see this injustice happen, and she's going to make sure he gets his vote in. His car is also broken down. So she drives him around, and then there's also, there are some adventures with, a registration that actually somehow has been purged from the voter roll. And later they go to another polling place where they run out of ballots, and another polling place was closed. So those people have to try to make their way across town, you know, with all kinds of problems with transportation. So they see just sort of, and they have to wait in line for hours. So they see all these different ways that voter suppression, how that can look, and, you know, how that could affect them also.
Yeah. Did you have anything like that happen with you?
I have not had anything like that happen personally, thankfully, but my parents grew up in rural Arkansas right at the tail end of Jim Crow in the 50s and 60s. And so, you know, I'm very aware of the history of voting for Black Southerners in particular. So I always knew that I had to get out and vote, that it just was not a question.
Yeah. This is a different kind of book. I mean, this is not a topic that gets covered in, young adult fiction very often. Why was this important to you to take on?
I just think, you know, Gen Z, especially our teens today, are so engaged in a way that I don't believe my friends and I were when we were teenagers in the 90s. I think that the young generation now really sees the importance of making their voice heard, and they understand that their vote does count and that they need to get out there and, you know, make their voices heard. They're not shy about that. They understand how important it is, where I feel like my generation was maybe a little more reluctant, perhaps more like Duke in this book. So I just really wanted to show what all this looks like and sort of the issues they can come across, and for them to know that they can't give up that easily, that it is worth fighting as much as they can to put in the vote.
You're a teacher. You teach writing for a living. How has that impacted your approach to storytelling?
I do. And I said earlier that I actually was telling someone that I did not ever imagine myself to be a teacher, so it's still kind of a surprise to me, but I love it. It's been so rewarding just to get to work with newer writers. We all write for children, and seeing the way that sort of their ideas and experiences shape their work. And I just think it's made me a better writer from not only from working with the other students, but having to sort of assess the way that I write and the choices I make with my craft, and also seeing that displayed by my colleagues as well.
Talking with Brandi Colbert, her new book is The Voting Booth, and it's about young voters and the difficulties that they can face if they're not 1,000% prepared to go cast their ballot, because there are a lot of things that can sideline you along the way. What concerns do you have about voter suppression as we head into the November general election in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, this year is pretty wild. I went into this year thinking, you know, wow, the biggest thing we're going to be talking about is the election, and it turns out I was completely wrong.
I do have
concerns, especially what we've seen in Wisconsin and Georgia so far this year. You know, people just waiting hours in line, the police being called to turn voters away. I think that's really concerning, and you know, sort of the idea that perhaps mail-in ballots won't be available to everyone in the middle of this pandemic that is, you know, highly contagious and unfortunately fatal. So, gosh, I have a lot of concerns, sad to say, but I'm hopeful also with what we have seen in Wisconsin and Georgia, that people will stand their ground and know that, you know, they have to do whatever they can to sort of fight this suppression. So I think hope is what I'm just going to try to keep for the rest of the year.
Well, that's all we can do, absolutely. Great talking to you this morning, Brandi. Thanks so much. The book, again, called The Voting Booth by Brandi Colbert. Brandi, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Paul.